This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.
14 away from 4 o'clock. This is ESPN 1530. My name is Mo Egger. You can tweet me during the show at Mo Egger on the Delta Dental Twitter feed at Mo Egger. Delta Dental, building healthy, smart, vibrant communities for all. DeltaDentalOH.com. FC Cincinnati won again on Saturday night in Nashville, 1-0, Brandon Vasquez with the game's only goal. FC Cincinnati remains unbeaten. They are going to be home a bunch, 3 of the next 4, 6 of the next 8, starting on Saturday with a home tilt against Miami. The head coach of FC Cincinnati, Pat Noonan, is with us. Congrats on the great start. I appreciate the time. I'm going to ask you kind of a similar question to what I asked you when you joined us toward the end of preseason training, when I asked you, well, what have you learned about your team so far? You've played 5 games. You've gotten a point in each of them. What have you learned during that stretch?
Well, first off, good to talk to you again. I can tell you I'm pleased with kind of the growth over, you know, the 5-game stretch here at the beginning of the year. I said each season at the beginning, it's important when you're, you know, kind of not at your best to find a way to get some points. I think in two of those games specifically, the Houston home game and the Chicago road game, we weren't great, but, you know, we somehow get 4 points out of those 2 games. And then the other 3 games I've been really pleased with against tough opponents, you know, our Seattle home game and certainly this most recent one against Nashville on the road, and then the Orlando game. Those were our most complete performances. And I think the only thing missing maybe in 2 of those games was, you know, our final third play. Nashville, we could have had a few more goals. Orlando, we could have had a few goals. But defensively in all those games, we were really strong. So I think we're starting to be more complete in our performances. You know, how do we find consistency week in and week out? But I'm very pleased with our ability to get points. I think getting 3 shutouts in 5 games shows the growth of our team defensively. And it shows that we can win 1-0 games, which we didn't do a whole lot of in 22.
You mentioned the Chicago game, and to me that was telling because it's 3-1. It looked miserable watching on TV. It's cold. And I think, you know, almost human nature dictates, all right, we're going to pack it in, get out of here, and, you know, get 3 points next week. And instead, your team not only got a point, could have won the game. That to me spoke volumes about your team. And as much as we could talk about, you know, the tactical end of it and the technical end of it, there's something about the fortitude needed to come back and at least get a point in that game, wasn't there?
Of course. You know, that's a character test, and you see what the group's about. I think we've seen enough of those types of results, you know, just dating back to last year, to not be necessarily surprised by it, but you have to be pleased with it. Like you said, the conditions were challenging. You don't want to make excuses because it starts with, you know, our mentality and how we perform. But, you know, some of the things that maybe factor into, you know, the group being a little bit off or the individual being a little bit off or players that have never played in those conditions before. You know, it's 15 degrees. That's not ideal. They weren't able to water the field. So it was really dry and both teams suffered because of it.
Sure.
But those were some of the factors. And I think maybe it not looking, as clean as maybe we're accustomed to. But having said that, after going down 3-1, I was really pleased in our ability to find a couple goals. And like you said, still be, you know, knocking at the door for another one and almost, steal 3 points. But, those are, you know, results that even when you're not getting wins, you kind of walk off the field. And I think the group recognizes, hey, you know, we weren't at our best and we're still able to find 3 goals and on the road down 2 goals, get a point out of it. So, you know, those results are important.
You talked about the growth of your team defensively, and it felt at times last year like your team was really good at capitalizing on other teams' mistakes, but you weren't as good as you would like to be at creating other teams' mistakes. And the exact opposite feels to be true this year. Your team has gotten really good at disrupting and taking teams out of what they want to do on offense. What's been the key to that?
I think consistency with the group out on the field. You know, we've mentioned it in a few different occasions now, having Matt on the field, you know, having Obi on the field. Those are two huge pieces of our group, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I think they bring out the best in the guys around them. So Nick becomes a better player. Yerson, Ian becomes a better player because they're around the quality and experience of Matt. The same with whoever's been in the midfield with Obi. You see Junior playing at a high level and their partnership being good. When it was you, for long stretches, you know. I think just having those two pieces has been so vital to the consistency on the defensive side of the ball. And like you said, we haven't been able to capitalize on a lot of our opportunities on the attacking side of the ball. And the reason we're able to get results right now is because defensively those guys have been so important, and our team as, you know, as a whole has been much, you know, I think more cognizant of we need to get this part better and this part right if we want to consistently win games and not have to have, you know, shootout victories. So I'm pleased that we're doing it in a different way. Now it's trying to find, you know, that balance to be able to score multiple goals but also defend well.
Pat Noonan, the head coach of FC Cincinnati, is with us. FC Cincinnati has gotten points in each of its first five games. They're home this weekend for Miami. You just referenced a lot of established players. On Saturday, I'm watching Malik Pinto closely. His first MLS appearance, he's obviously somebody who has been a part of the organization for a while, going back to his academy days. But how do you feel he did?
I was really pleased with Malik. You know, I think in the lead up to the game, you can kind of see a lot about a player or if he's ready for the moment or not. And, you know, we lose Junior early on, so we knew we were going to be a little bit shorthanded with Yuya's injury. Well, then Marco gets the call up late to Ecuador, and now you see like a day of training where, all right, maybe I'm a reserve. And then Marco leaves, and you see the next 2 days of training where I could potentially be a starter. You know, what kind of training does that player have? And Malik had a really strong Wednesday, Thursday, and then it carried over to Friday as well, when we had kind of made the decision going into that Friday training that we wanted to keep our shape and just go like for like and put, you know, a midfielder out there. And so he earned that based on just how he trained, because there was moments where we thought maybe we need more experience and maybe this might be too much, but he was ready. He trained well, his mentality was strong, and then his performance, you know, was a good, I think, carryover to the week of training that he had. And, you know, aside from cramping and having to come off the field, he did a really good job in the midfield with Obi on both sides of the ball to help us connect the right passes, you know, to win tackles, took a yellow card at the right time. It looked like a mature performance. So a good step in the right direction for Malik on an individual level.
You got a goal, the only goal of the game, from Brandon Vasquez on Saturday. He has talked openly and publicly about his frustrations with a scoring drought. Every goal is great. Every goal in a 1-0 game is great. But for a guy like Brandon, it had to be a relief for him, for you, for the team, and now ideally something that you think could get him going.
I'd be shocked if it wasn't. You know, he thrives on helping our team win by scoring goals. He does so many other things well, but his internal drive to score goals, his understanding that, you know, it's going to help us, you know, secure 3 points, he recognizes that. But his frustration was building up. And, you know, our job, my job, is to manage that and let him understand there's a lot of things you're doing well. Our team is still getting results. So it's a matter of time, but it can't affect your performances, you know, on game day and in trainings. And you could see just the frustration with every miss start to build up. And I like how hungry he is to score goals, but you also don't want it to have a negative impact. And I don't think it got to you know, a point where you're saying this is problematic. It's more, hey man, it's going to come, you know, stay focused. And I'm glad it came, because I think now you're going to see a more relaxed Brandon on the field. And hopefully, you know, somebody that's got more confidence in front of goal and is going to convert his chances. But that was you could feel it at the moment, you know, his his joy, his teammates, you could read it on his teammates' faces and by their reactions. And I like that. That's a good sign from the group when people understand, you know, that a player's maybe struggling in a certain area, and when the success is there, you know, they're ready to celebrate with him. So, it was an important moment.
It's obviously great to get off to a good start and get points in every single game. It's even better when the majority of those games have been on the road. And now what makes it fun is you guys are going to be home for a while. And the atmosphere now moving forward, starting on Saturday, should be awesome.
Yeah, no question. It's been incredible through two games. And I said it earlier, it's nice to reward them with wins and them seeing that and feeling that early on. And so hopefully now after the first two results, the confidence of how we step on the field and, you know, the way that we go about playing the game in this coming stretch kind of shows that, okay, now we've taken it to a next level as far as making TQL a very difficult place for opponents to come play. And our fan base continues to impress and improve in ways where you can feel them the whole game, even in stretches when we weren't playing well, specifically against Houston, you could feel it. And that's so important when you're playing in front of your home fans. So I'm excited, you know, with the Miami and Philly games. I can't even tell you who's the next home game after that, but I know it's nice to be in front of our home fans for a stretch where hopefully we can, you know, find six more points out of these next two games and position ourselves really well, you know, through this first month, 2 months of the season.
Yeah, no question about that. Pat Noonan, I appreciate the time. Congrats getting off to a great start. FC Cincinnati at home on a Saturday. Home tilt against Miami. And again, three of the next four at home, six of the next eight. The orange and blue with a win on Saturday night. They now have achieved points, if you will, in each of their first five games, three of which have been on the road. Good stuff from the head coach of FC Cincinnati.
This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. This baseball season, stay late, come often.